Broncos escaped with a win on Sunday, but also left with plenty of things that need fixing in time for next week. The running game is foremost among them after the Broncos gained 63 yards Sunday, their fewest in over 2 years.
It's on us, something that we have to have in-house. And so it's something that we're going to discuss, and we got to get the ball moving.
And it's cause for concern, but not for alarm, as the Denver running game still ranks fourth in the NFL.
When you're dissatisfied, you know, with the group, it means you're not very productive with the group. You know, we're in the top five rushing football teams in the National Football League, so we feel very good about our rushing offense. Does that mean we can't get better? No, it doesn't mean that. Now, we've got some competition there, and that may be one of the reasons why we're in the top five.
But the running game struggled on Sunday as Shanahan shook things up. Mike Bell and Cedric Cobbs were inactive at Oakland, while Damian Nash made his Broncos debut after 8 games on the practice squad. Tatum Bell returned after a week off, but Shanahan had second thoughts about using him for 14 carries on Sunday.
I'm kind of a little disappointed myself that I played Tatum Bell as much as I did. I don't, even though he says he's healthy, I don't think he's as healthy as he says he is. And you kind of, I saw that in the game. And so you kind of, as a coach, you have to, you know, go on your gut. You can't go on who's the starter or who's been the starter. You have to go based on how a guy practices and what you think is the best for the football team.
On Sunday, Shanahan thought using Nash would be just that.
I thought bringing Damian Nash up, I wanted to see what Damian could do because he's looked good in practice. When he did play in the preseason game, he looked very good. And I thought we needed a little, you know, a guy that was healthy, a guy that was kind of biting at the bit a little bit to get his opportunity and kind of see what he could do going in the second half of the season. So we'll do things like that throughout the season. And sometimes when you have competition at certain positions, you don't know when it's going to occur, but chances are it will occur.
I'm glad I don't get to make those decisions. You know, if he decides what's best for this football team, and as players, we have to respond. You know, as a leader of the team, you go to a guy like Nash, you go to the guys who are deactivated, who used to be inactivated, and you make sure that their mindset is stay the same.
Nash gained 14 yards, but he also lost his grip on a handoff.
Those things happen. I'm just very happy that he was able to recover it. That did help his cause.
We need all those guys. You know, every guy on our team we need, you know, whether you're on the practice squad or whether they're active, we need every one of them. And so, but if they don't go out there and play at a certain level, they know that he has no problem with, you know, putting them down. It's just, I mean, that fear in itself is what has always motivated me in my entire career, that I always want to be activated. I always want to be a guy that they know they can count on. And the thing for me is to try to instill that in those young guys and let them know that, look, he ain't going to settle for mediocre. You got to go out there and be great, you know, all the time.
And as a collective, the offense was not great on Sunday. After scoring 31 points in back-to-back games, it returned to its sub-20-point output of games 1-6.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was very disappointed. I mean, anytime you move the ball like we did and, you know, committed as many turnovers as we did, you know, very seldom do you win on the road. So, yeah, I was disappointed in a lot of different areas. But, like I said, when we had to make the plays, when everything was on the line, we seemed to step up and make those plays. But to win consistently and to play at the level that we know it's going to take to be one of the top teams, we got to play much better than we did.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.